Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Speaking of dummies pitching each other around, you'll be happy to know, Galvin, that Sheamus and Cesaro became the tag team champs last night, beating the Hardys for the first time since...
Yeah, but I saw they stole a move from an amateur wrestler guy. Yeah.
Who did?
Yeah, they did. Their finish thing that they did where they both grabbed the guy and slammed him. That was some other guy's move.
Stole my God, the Hucklebuck?
Oh.
They stole the Hucklebuck?
Yeah.
I'm unaware of that.
No, I don't know. I saw somebody tweeted it or retweeted it and said, glad to see these guys are stealing my moves. I'm moving up in the place whenever, you know, pros are stealing my...
My son, who's 10, said, I don't understand something about wrestling. I said, why? He goes, everybody does the same move. They just call it something different. I go, yeah, welcome to wrestling. That's what he does. He's like a pile driver, or is a tombstone pile driver, or is a some, yeah, like it's all the same. Power bombs,
yeah.
All the same. It's just, they run out of moves to do. So when somebody has a new move, that's why the Hardys is so popular. You want to jump, everybody jumps off the top rope. Nobody does it head first.
What was the thing that Lesnar did? A F5 or something?
Yeah, Lesnar does the F5. That's pretty rare. That's new.
Right, but that seems like something that never really works, and I don't know how it's supposed to act.
None of them. What's a people's elbow? What is that?
Well,
Hulk Hogan dropped the big fat leg on you, barely touched you, and knock you out.
Right, right.
Yeah,
And then what's his name? Triple H will hit you with a sledgehammer, but he holds it and hits you like this with it.
Yeah.
Do you not know you're supposed to?
But also, last night during the 5 Extreme match or whatever, the finale, Finn Balor.
Don't belittle that match because it was phenomenal.
It was the best match I've ever seen since my wrestling debut.
Right, a couple
debut.
Weeks ago, wrestling debut.
Yeah, basically. But Finn Balor jumps off the top rope.
Carmen's the only person I know who wrestled before she watched wrestling.
Yeah. Jumps off the top rope and literally just...
Dan, the coup de grace.
Yeah. Just jumps right on someone's chest. How does that not break anybody?
So let me show you this, Calvin. He gets up in the corner, jumps up like in a big... just jumps off and picks his feet up and then lands on your chest with his feet. There's a way to make it less of an impact, but still,
right.
That's going to break some ribs.
But it's a grown man jumping on your chest.
Yeah, there were a lot of tables broken last night. Power bombs, buckle bombs.
How does WWE get away when, during that match, Seth Rollins jumped off the top rope onto the table on Bray Wyatt?
Yeah.
And then the crowd starts going, oh, crap. But they start saying,
oh, ass?
Yes.
Yeah. How do they get
away? It's on pay-per-view.
Oh, it was a pay-per-view last night.
And when they have it the other way around, when they have it where it's on Raw,
right.
You can hear, Alexa Bliss was in for SmackDown last week. She was in the ring, and the crowd was chanting because she was doing some boring-ass thing, and they were saying something, and you could see that they turned the microphones outside during the level really far down, and hers up really high, so all you got to hear was her.
Her, yeah. Okay. Because I was always wondering how they get away with that, because I'm like, the crowd, you know what I mean?
It used to be real bad.
Yeah, you can't anticipate what they're going to do.
Back in the day when it was more, before they went all kiddie, when they have a nipple slip every week and all that, used to get really good. So either way, even that, still on cable, so they can still do whatever they want. They really could, yeah, because cable is part of a pay service. They don't fall to the same rules as the FCC is as they do, so as we do, or network television.
Gotcha.
So there it is. Joey's got the match on from last night.
That was a phenomenal match.
Galvin, you got Finn Balor, your buddy Samoa Joe, Bray Wyatt, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns. Who won? Whoever wins becomes a top contender to take on Brock Lesnar, who is the current champion. Who won? If you need me to go through them all again, I will tell you.
I'm going to say Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns did not win.
Really? Seth Rollins?
Did not win.
Samoa Joe?
Won.
Yeah.
The underdog. The unexpected.
I should have taken him.
Samoa Joe. I know. Galvin and Samoa Joe almost fought at our WrestleMania broadcast because I jokingly said that Galvin called him a pussy and he went right after him. Poor Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt got stomped on a lot last night.
That's gotta hurt.
They all did.
Micah said she talked to him last week, and he was getting his hair rebraided.
Oh, right.
I thought, what? How do you emasculate one of the toughest guys in the WWE? What are you doing? Just getting my hair rebraided. Yeah.
No big deal.
Which guy is Samoa Joe? Is he in the green shorts there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's Finn Balor right there. He's the one that does the thing where he jumps off and lands on your belly.
But he's tiny.
He's not tiny. He's not as fat as the rest of them.
He's tiny.
He must have that move down where he knows how to just touch it.
Gotta be, yeah.
Off,
right.
Because you know? I'd be so mad if he broke my ribs every time he jumps on me. I wanted to start a wrestling federation.
Yeah.
Hear me out, Calvin.
All right.
That sounds actually really cool.
Calvin McMahon's got some ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Pete's Pickles will be at the concessions, or?
I went to see NXT Wrestling here in St. Petersburg, and it was way better than I thought it was going to be. But it was very old school, low ceiling, big ring, lots of crowd chanting. That's the way I want. It only had two rows of seats or three rows of seats on either side of the ring. So now we do Mike Caltas. I got to think of a good name for it, Carmen. Mm-hmm. Ladies of Wrestling. The Low. Oh, I like that.
Oh.
Low. Not glorious ladies. Just ladies. So my thing is, it's 18 and over. No kids allowed.
Okay.
And every wrestling thing has like some sort of sexual connotation to it.
All right.
And it's all beer influenced. You come in, you have yourself a couple of Budweiser, you sit down, and you watch the ladies fight it out, and you cheer only for your favorite ladies.
And it's only ladies? It's ladies only in the ring?
Ladies only wrestling federation. And I have factions like they have, you know, I have groups here. So my one, I'm giving away all my secrets right now. My one group is the Mean Girls, and they're all girls dressed like the slutty high school girls.
Yes.
My other girls are the Angry Germans,
ooh,
and they all dress like in leather bonded stuff,
mm-hmm,
from like World War II.
Okay.
Then,
very specific.
Then you get...
You have some natives.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Right,
yeah. The
horses?
Natives.
Yeah.
Straight from the jungles of Bora Bora.
Right.
The natives. And they come out like this with big floppy boobs,
yeah,
and plates in their ears.
Yeah.
And like, and they don't talk and they do a little creepy move.
Yeah.
That's good, Galvin.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right. By the way, I think XLW.
What is that?
X-rated ladies wrestling.
Well, I don't want to make it X-rated. I don't want to call it X-rated.
But you don't want to call it low because that kind of is like...
I was joking about that. I got to think of a good name for it. Then, what else? We got to have the MILFs.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not... It's the mothers. I'd like to... Figure four or something.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not what you think it means, but
right,
it is.
Yeah, yeah.
The older hot chicks.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else? We need a good group of lesbians.
Okay. And then, the Fortune 500 ladies.
Ooh, nice.
Right.
So like that's a thing. So today, we kick one girl out of one faction. She goes. Then the lady, one of the bondage ladies wants to be a mean girl.
Yeah.
Oh, the mean girl wants to go into bondage. And the next thing you know, they're strapping her up and spanking her in the ring.
Yeah,
and guys are going crazy.
That sounds awesome, actually.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, what's this? Oh, my God.
All right,
is showing. The ballerinas. That's
right?
A good one. Goes to hit her in the face. Whoa, she does a split and totally ducks the move. Yeah. So that's the way I see it. And we'll do it like maybe... like six times a year, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Every other month.
All right.
We have a big match somewhere, and we do the... I gotta get a good name for it. Once I get the name, that's where we build
it
around. Then we could make, like, X-Pac could be the commissioner, where he'll come out there and...
Bang
this
them
is
all.
What's gonna happen tonight. We can't bang him. He's not allowed.
Right.
I'm gonna tell him... As part of the rules, like if he gets caught banging any of them, he's out.
That would be great. Is you're like, listen, I need to make money. We're just going to have somebody go in the ring and just bang them right there live in the ring.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
So what do you think?
Oh, you could have the Yakuza.
Oh, yeah.
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 No?
Well, it's not about you.
Yes. Oh, that's true.
You got to have all factions.
That's true. If we can find enough Asians to put a whole Asian group together.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
The Lees.
Or have them be like the, you know, like Kill Bill.
The Lees.
That's great.
It's a lock of Lees.
The Lees.
Uh-huh. Oh, that'd be great. The Lees, spelled R-E-E.
Oh, yes.
Dude.
The Lees.
I'm telling you right now, by December of 2020, we're going to be at the AMLA Arena. Yeah. Right now, we're starting at a VFW somewhere.
Oh, man. Still
but
great.
2020, we're there. Yeah. I don't know.
Cafe Chibo is the concession stand.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Right?
Hey, got me sausage.
Just guys sitting ringside eating linguine, watching ladies wrestling.
Wait a second. If I could tell you that I will give you a seat... I'll give you a folding chair seat, but in front of you is a table.
Yeah.
With a little napkin on it and a bowl of pasta.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of Budweiser.
Yeah.
And then while you're eating that, you get to watch hot chicks smack each other around.
I'm down.
Move over, Vince McMahon. We are having ourselves a party.
Oh.
I'm on it right now, man.
You could have a bunch of Italian ladies with rolling pins that are the pasta fajoules.
Led by Mama.
Yeah.
Mama from Felices comes out. What do you do to my daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. I'm telling you right now, this is going to be a hit. And Mike
Russian spies.
What do we name? We need some names here. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Yeah, yeah.
Something ladies wrestling or women wrestling or girl wrestling, so mm-hmm. Something in there.
I know there was Glow. I don't want to be anything off of Glow. I want to do the, and I like the groups. I like the group thing where we get the, like the lingerie football players. Remember how hot they were when they played here for Tampa? So that's what I want my mean girls to look like.
Right.
They're the hot ones.
Yeah.
So I want to hold auditions. But it would be have to be for girls with wrestling experience
mm-hmm.
or strippers.
Yeah.
Right?
Good pool to pull from.
Here's the deal, ladies. You got to have a little bit of experience in the wrestling ring. Of course, not professionally. I expect you to just maybe take a couple classes. You wrestled locally, you know, one of Ron Nemi's deals, you know, whatever you got. And then if you were a stripper in any shift, because if you're like, I'm a penthouse Friday night girl, okay, well, you're in the Mean Girls.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd be like, I work on Adamo Drive and 10 a.m., I have to be there, we'll find a group for you.
Right.
The group may be called the Uglies.
Right.
Don't be mad.
Fuglies.
Maybe the Fuglies.
Yeah.
You know? Every guy likes a Fugly.
Right.
They just don't like to talk about
or
it.
Or the Duffs. We call them the Duffs.
Man, I forgot about the Duffs.
Yeah.
The Duffs were part of the Mean Girls, but they got called off being the Duffs, and they've broken off their own faction.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, these are so good.
What do you think about name Ladies Federation Wrestling, LFW?
Nope.
Okay.
I mean, the problem I have is that I need something that flows really
gotcha.
Good on a shirt.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Patrick, good morning. You're on the Mike Calda Show. What do you got, Patrick?
Hey, Mike. What's up, guys? I think you guys should call it Clam Slam.
Oh, my God. That could be our first match.
That's the first pay-per-view.
Clam Slam 2017. Awesome. I love that, sir.
And then every time my girl gets together with her girls, I call it a Clam Jam.
Mm-hmm.
It's called like Clam Jam 2018. Or
I like it. I like that very much.
That's
we might
great.
Even use that for the video game, sir. Thank you. Rob, good morning.
Hey, Mike Calda. What's up?
What's up?
I got a name for you. Wow, Women of World Wrestling.
Women of World Wrestling.
Wasn't there a WOW?
Yeah, WOW.
It might have been a WOW. So many, thank you. There's so many variations of things that I have to go and really research it. But even WOW is not that great. I want something that I liked low because it just let you know there's going to be low class, low brow, low altogether. You know, I don't want anybody to come in there and be like, I expect to see fireworks. No fireworks, but you will see an areola.
Yeah. And will fire be part of the show maybe also? Just,
no.
Okay, no fire
just
at all.
Like, did you ever see Great White?
Got it. Oh,
I don't want any fire at my shows.
Okay.
Unless we find some Asian broad who could spit fire at some point. Dragon like Lady?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jade Dragon.
Other than that. Yeah, so if you're a lady and you're interested in being in my... Now, remember when Tampa tried to get a little roller derby thing happening? You broads would be perfect. So, lingerie football rejects, Tampa Bay Derby darlings rejects. Who else? By reject, I mean that the sport is not around anymore.
I thought you couldn't
do it. What else? USF women's soccer players. Mm-hmm. You got some athletic ability.
USF women's wrestlers.
Gymnast. Nah, wrestlers take it too seriously.
Okay, got it.
I need somebody. I need flexibility.
Dancers.
I need, definitely dancers.
Right?
I need flexibility. I need you not to be sensitive. Know that I'm going to protect you. I'm like the grandfather of the group. But at the same time, I'm going to ask you to pull a nipple out every once in a while. It's part of the gig, man. It's part of the show. Aaron, what do you got?
I got Wild FU Wrestling, or Women of Wrestling Federation United.
Too wordy, sir. Jeff, what do you got?
Flow. Fine Ladies of Wrestling.
Flow's pretty good.
Jeff,
I do like that.
Makes me think of that period.
Pig. Oh, Flow. Yeah.
The period.
I was thinking of period. I kind of like Flow, though. Plus, Flow, the FL could stand for Florida. We can make the logo look like a FL for Florida. Fine Lady. I like that, Jeff. I might have to use that.
All right, buddy.
Thank you. Mike, what do you got? By the way, get Jeff two tickets to the Clam Jam for coming up with that. Mike, I'm sorry. What do you got?
Oxy Florida Wrestling.
Oxy?
Oxy.
Oxy.
If I said, if we said Oxy, we'd get more girls coming to sign up. Yeah. I can guarantee you that. Of course, I don't expect anybody to work for free. I'm going to pay these girls.
I think I got it.
Wrestler wages. Yes.
Not to be confused with the shoe place, DSW. Dirty South Wrestling.
Ooh.
I think there is a Dirty South Wrestling.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. Damn it. I kind of like fine ladies of wrestling. Fine ladies. My fine ladies of wrestling. Welcome to the Clam Jam. Oh, man. That's my character right
that
there.
That is fantastic.
All of a sudden, I'm Southern Gentleman.
Oh, man.
Gavin, I need you to be the ring announcer.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. What do you call yourself? What is your character's name? The Godfather's
Donut
too easy.
Daddy.
Donut Daddy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I was going to say, if you're Southern, you stick with like some like the Colonel or the General.
Yeah, I like the Colonel, like right? Elvis's guy.
Yeah.
By the way,
Colonel
Calta. Right? I do the intro. I say who's in this corner, who's in this corner, this, that. And then I go, gentlemen, it's Boner Time.
Boner Time is
right?
great.
Yeah.
Clam Jam, Clam Jam, Clam Jam, Clam Jam. And then all of a sudden my music comes out, Howlin' Wolf music.
By the way, that's another group, is the Sexy Werewolves.
Ooh.
Right?
What?
Man.
Yeah, like True Blood.
They don't start out as werewolves.
No, they're sexy.
Dude.
They do
little
that.
Tails.
Yeah. They make that noise.
This is going to be my persona. I'm going to dress like Boss Hogg.
Yeah.
All in white with a big hat.
Right.
And two black ladies are going to accompany my ring.
Yeah. I like it.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be one. I want to hear a wolf. And then some twangy music.
Yeah.
And then, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Flow. Clam Jam. Everybody goes crazy. And then my two ladies.
Do they disrobe and then depart or just?
No, they always look sexy.
Oh, okay.
They always look sexy and they're tough. They're wrestlers also, so. They're my bodyguards.
So you have the howl, and then glass breaks, and then here's your music as you come out. Ready?
Yeah.
It's a sexy night.
My people of St. Petersburg, I am the Colonel, and I am here to bring you fine ladies of wrestling at the Clam Jam. Oh, my God, dude. This is great. They did a bad thing. I'd like to introduce you to my two security agents, Fiona and Shantae. One of them is Viv.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Totally.
Oh, this is. Look at. I know we're making jokes, but I'm being dead serious about this.
Yeah.
I came up with this idea a couple weeks ago. I called Carmen and talked to her about it. Mm-hmm. I got some girls that I'm friends with, my friend Cammy. Does wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely could be in the dirty group of wrestlers.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. You know me. I'm in it for the entertainment value of the whole thing. But I won't do it unless we got like if I do and we have like six ugly girls.
Yeah.
So you're saying you're not in it for the sport of wrestling. You're in it for the entertainment.
Yeah. What I'm saying is a quality. Wrestling has to be quality.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
If we can get a combination of wrestlers and daytime strippers, the fine ladies of wrestling is going to be phenomenal. I may have jerkins before you know it.
Oh, man.
Austin, what do you got?
Tampa International Tag Team Squad.
What if we have the Tampa International Tag Team Sisters ladies and gentlemen.
That's pretty nice, too.
Please welcome. That's a great idea, Austin. Get about, Austin tickets to the Clam Jam.
What about the Continental Underground National?
Never mind.
That's going to work. Itself out.
Sean, good morning.
Good morning. What about veteran athletic girls in North America?
That's great. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you vagina. That's pretty good, sir. Veteran athletic girls in North America. Thank you. Robert, what do you have? Top vagina.
Hey, Mike. I got PCW, Pussycat Wrestling.
No, I don't like it. No, Pussycat 270s. Thank you. James, hello. Oh, your phone. Start over, James. Your phone was cutting out.
Okay. Is this better?
Yep.
Okay. Utopian Touch House.
No, your phone sucks. I can't. It's all he's a chupacabra. Ken, go ahead.
I have a name. It's going to be Blow. That's Beautiful Ladies of Wrestling.
Blow's pretty good.
Blow
is better than Flow, I think.
Well, Blow Flow.
All right. That's both. Good, sir. Thank you. Let me tell you something. Blow. I'm like Doc Brown. I had this idea while hanging a picture above my toilet. I fell and came up with the flux capacitor.
Sounds like it.
You're out. You're fired. Yo, you're out. I don't like your attitude.
I'm taking all my ideas with me.
Pickle pinwheels are gone.
No pickle pinwheels. No, we're not selling you, though. Oh, my God. Think of the sponsorship. It was endless. Ladies and gentlemen, Peach Pickles presents.
Hell yeah. Easily.
Blow. The Beautiful Ladies of Wrestling. I think that's what I'm going to go with. Blow or Flow? Flow, only because I could use the FL for Florida, but Blow, I think, is more exciting.
Yeah.
Now all I need is ladies. Where are you, ladies? 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025.
We really only need one or two of each category right now, you know, to put on
a show. No.
You want more.
This has got to be right. I got to do this right. Gotcha. I need to have the factions. I need to start doing... Like, say if we're going to have a match, I don't want the first match to be till August, but from now until August, virally, you will get to know these ladies.
Got it. You can get
on their YouTube page and see what the Mean Girls are all about.
You'll get to know them virally in person, too.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get an infection from them.
Some of them. But, like, if Lilu Love wanted to be in my wrestling.
Oh, that'd be great.
If Lilu Love wanted to be in Blow,
mean
she
girls.
Can blow.
Yeah.
And then you can go get to know her now before Blow.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, the Colonel has really come up with something fantastic.
Yeah.
Of course, Joe is going to be our video guy. He'll be running around crazy, and then eventually he's going to get one of the girls' ways, and they're going to pick him up and body slam him. This is gonna be great. I'm going to start looking. Here's what I need. First of all, I need girls, and then I have to look for a venue, and then before you know it, we start rolling tape. Joe, you in? All right, that's it. That's all I need. Carmen?
Yeah.
Okay. Carmen, you could be in the Mean Girls.
Okay.
Then one day they could realize they don't need you and kick you out because you're too old.
Oh my God.
I'm writing the storyline.
That would be the first day?
Yeah.
I'm only 26.
Yep, and they're like, sorry, Mean Girls are 22 and under. You're out.
Oh,
and
bitches.
They kick you out, and then you're like, where do I go? Up. And the MILFs are like, you can come with us. And then the Germans are like, V shall take you over here, Sandra Carmen. And then that's the big story thing. Which one, on the debut of the Clam Jam, which faction will Carmen come out with? Oh, dude. I can't wait now. I'm dying to know who you're going to turn up
and
with.
And here's the swerve. She doesn't come out with either of them. She comes out with Carmen's clones, and they all look exactly like her.
Oh, my God. Hired. And they have a chant. We're Carmen's clones. We're mad as hell. We're real pretty, but we can't spell. Oh! I love this.
Oh,
all right, you're back in, Galvin. You're back in.
What do you need me to do?
Voter time! you're good, Smash.
What? You don't need... I could do
sweep
stuff
up afterwards.
I can carry equipment.
In my mind?
Yeah.
You're the referee.
Okay, I can be the referee.
Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, you're the announcer. You had to introduce the referee.
Ladies and gentlemen, your referee for tonight's Clam Jam... Anthony Spanish Polichemy!
Yeah, he's such a good referee. He's so fair.
Clam Jam.
He's on Mushrooms.
Clam Jam. Clam Jam. Clam Jam.
Spanish.
He never misses anything.
And then Spanish is everything I tell him to do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so,
Colonel, yeah.
So if my girls, you're wrestling my black girls, Fiona and Chante, uh-huh. and they're wrestling the champions, and I run up to the thing and I throw you some money, and then you could totally blow the match for him.
Yeah. No, because you want distractions.
Boop. Yeah,
they do. They get his attention.
What? Look at my distracted face. Look at. Oh,
yeah. Look, they're looking at that, and then they can't use that chair.
I don't know.
Okay. Dude, do you not understand what a huge hit this is going to be?
Oh yeah,
I'm very excited. Oh, how about this, Carmen? You're out there and you're like, me and my Carmen clones, we will take on anybody. We're not afraid of nothing. And all of a sudden, you're...
Do I have to talk like that?
And what is this? Frankie from Capechibo comes out. He's like, let me introduce you to my guinea girls. And the guinea girls come out. Oh, man.
It's all war.
Clam Jam. Clam Jam. Clam Jam. Clam Jam. Check your local listings. Blow's coming soon.
The Mike Calter Show on 102.5 The Bone. It's the Mike Calter Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Mike Calter Show, or as I like to be referred to now as a colonel. There is a shooting situation in Orlando. Every time I say Orlando, I want to say my tight pants. I got my tight pants on. There's a shooting situation in Orlando that has multiple casualties. There is no active gunman that has been put to rest on WDBO, our sister station, where they said that they spoke to the sheriffs and they've confirmed that there is no active shooter situation, but there are multiple casualties. I don't really know the deal. It looks like it's in some sort of warehouse area off of Forsyth Road in Orlando. I don't know what it is that has people in Orlando going crazy. Maybe it's a tight pants thing. I blame Jimmy Fallon for all of this. But seriously, if you want to watch it, the live feed is up on our Facebook page right now from the Orlando News Station, and you can check it out. But it appears that it's over now, and now they're just trying to gather all of the information. Your phone call, 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025 are the phone numbers. I've named Justin Stengel as the commissioner.
Nice.
He's like one of those guys where he doesn't have to be there all the time. He'd be like the money guy behind it.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd go, let me talk to Mr. Stengel. Oh, the Stengel, you refer to the Stengel brothers.
Okay.
Let me get to the Stengel brothers and see if perhaps I could find the funds for that. You know, Joey came up with some great ideas, too. We were just talking on it. This is moving forward right now.
Mm, yeah, okay.
All I need are ladies. So I tweeted out the logo of Blow.
Oh, yeah.
And drew it. It's a B, and the B looked like ladies' boobies, and this is L-O-W in script. I would assume that you guys are going to do what you always do and just take it and make it a logo. So hopefully we'll have a logo in about an hour. I don't know who Brian Matthews and Ryan Redbeard and who else. The guys usually make all the logos and stuff and Photoshops. Those are the guys who do it that I know the most. But somebody made a Mike Caldas Jerkins logo, not the Perkins with the J. It was a Fat Girl Tuesdays logo. Did you ever see it?
No.
Oh, it's awesome. I'll show it to you. I got to find it in my phone. But it's like, you know, the chick that was, what was her name? Rosie the Riveter.
Right.
It kind of looks like a fat version of that. And it's got an old school thing. Whoever made that, if you can let me know who you are, because first of all, I'd put that on a t-shirt. That's fantastic. And also, I might need that person for Blow.
By the way, are you sure you want to go with Blow?
No, but I like it. Why?
Because there was another guy on Twitter who said maybe professional ladies of wrestling. Plow.
Plow is good, too.
Yeah.
There was a guy I had one that was twat. Yeah. I don't know what it stood for, but there's a couple of other good ones out there. I'll find them out. Todd, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Mike? How you doing, buddy?
Good, buddy. What's happening?
Hey, it sounds like you already have a logo, man, but I was thinking World Women of Wrestling because you're talking about having additional nationalities and stuff coming up on the stage and stuff.
It would be worldwide. It would be international for sure.
And you could do like a wow howl, because, you know, the acronym for that would be like, you know.
Yeah. So, yep, I got you. Okay, thank you. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Colonel. How are you?
Colonel, doing good, my man. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. I want to let you know that a great way to prepare for your upcoming wrestling show is to come check out Fighting for a Cure 4 and Fighting for a Cure 4 at the Venice Community Center in August.
That would be, what if my blow girls did a run-in?
Ooh.
What? Uh-oh. What's this?
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's right. The Colonel is here with his ladies.
Do I hear a bit of cross-promotion going on here?
I mean, you know that the secret of success is cross-promotion, promotion on multi-platforms. I mean, this is... This could be good. When is the event?
It is going to be on August 26th. It's a Saturday night, and Venice Community Center may also provide, or may also be the perfect place for you to have your inaugural event.
Oh, man. I'm coming there for the last match, crush whoever's in there, and be like, this is now known as the Colonel's house, and take over.
We would love to have the Colonel or Mike Calta, Spanish, all you guys. We would love to have you
Listen,
guys there.
Mike Calta's a father, and he's got children who go to school. He can't be a guy promoting boobies and areolas slipping out.
At the
but
charity
the
event.
Colonel may be there at your event. Oh, yeah. I need to find two black chicks.
Shouldn't be.
All right, Chris, there's a possibility. Don't say it on the air. We don't want to ruin it for the kids.
Well, you already have Viv.
Well, I mean, I don't know if Viv could be in...
Right.
Until Les Viv lets me know whether or not she still has her penis, I don't know if she could be in the group.
That's the qualifier.
We could have a transgender faction, but they have to be all post-op.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, listen to me. I'm very trans-friendly. I don't want to shut anybody out, but this is a women's league. It'll be unfair to put a man in there.
Because it's post-op, so no flop.
Post-op, no flop.
Right.
Wouldn't it be great if in one of the matches... Like Viv is like I'm no flop, baby. I had a cut off, blah blah blah, and then somebody reaches in during the match and like lies.
Oh, the crying game.
I knew the Colonel comes out with his.
I knew.
Oh, I need a.
You really got to narrow down that accent you're doing. You are all over the place.
That's why I like the Colonel. You never know where he's from.
It's just a Colonel. Doesn't have to be a Southern Colonel.
Nope.
Could be a Russian Colonel for all you know.
Listen to me. Look here. I'm going to tell you a joke. Just switching all around,
Asian
man.
Colonel.
I need a hat. I need the right.
Maybe?
What's the hat?
It's one of those.
Like Boss Hog hat?
No. I think you have one of those kind of, like the military hat, you know, with the small little brim and the big thing.
Oh,
like
well, I don't want to be accused of stolen valor. I've got no military experience. I was thinking more Boss Hog, less...
Right,
less
right,
commando, you know?
So you want a big cowboy hat then?
Or, I mean, I definitely think I should have a white on white on white vest, shirt, the whole thing, and a big buckle.
Right.
And maybe even suspenders.
Why not a white top hat? Just keep it classy.
No, a top hat. My head doesn't look good at the top.
No? Okay. All right.
Looks like it's going to fall off any second.
Okay.
You dress like that.
Oh, my God.
Like Tugboat? Yeah. I don't think so.
You know who that is?
Tugboat.
Oh, man.
He lives here. On the strip club up the block. Oh, man. That is a great idea. So, Richard, can you get him on the phone? Can you have his number?
I do not.
I do. I got stamp Richard. Richard, go ahead. Tell him your suggestion.
Why don't you get Mike Busey sluts to come and do some wrestling? Those girls are dirty.
Yeah.
The TWAT acronym, Tough Women and Tassels.
Tough Women and Tassels. All right, I like that too. Thank you. You got a bunch of twats out there. Let me, Mike Busey's definitely got the hookup with the chicks. Charlie, hello. Oh, I get the midget in there?
Oh, dude.
Charlie, clam jam, clam jam, clam jam. What do you got, Charlie?
Clam jam, clam jam. Hey, listen. I want to be a manager. I need to get in on this.
I don't know, man. I knew every guy was going to want to get in some way.
My manager name's Tito, and like I could host a girl named Ashley Storm. You know, Storm's coming.
I don't like it. Sorry, no. But I am open to some sort of. I am because every guy is going to want to be involved, and I'll definitely do it in this next match. Is a wet t-shirt match, and I'll let guys come and be pourers into the ring, you know. And then the next match is a wet t-shirt match, regular wrestling match, but the girls all have to do it with white t-shirts on.
Okay.
I mean, how do you not want to see that?
Right.
I do.
What else?
You get some of the video in the back room of them warming up, doing no bra jump rope.
Oh, yeah. Loser does no bra jump rope, man.
Yes.
Trying to call Mike Busey, but like a vampire, he's usually not available in the daytime. Mike Busey, for those of you who don't know, is a legend in the Orlando area. He might be involved in the shooting. We don't know.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He's a legend in the Orlando area. He's got the Mike Busey house where he houses like odd homeless people and hot girls. It's a weird thing. He went from living in a house that I probably wouldn't sit down to poop in to a mansion. Yeah. I don't really know what his life is about, but we don't have a bell in Blow Wrestling. We have a horn blaster.
Yes.
I like it.
Announce it, Galvin. Say, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, next match is a no bra jump rope match. Let's go! It's blaster time!
Oh, yeah. Hornblasters.com.
Oh, man.
Sponsor of Blow. No bells, just Blow and horns. Oh, that's all we do is we blow.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Do we have t-shirt guns? Can we get t-shirt guns and shoot?
No, I don't want anything that's going to hurt anybody. I don't want anything that's going to open me up to being sued. Oh, Joe.
T-shirt guns don't hurt.
They do if you shoot them right.
Yeah, don't shoot them at people.
Right. I did that one time. I was on stage when I worked for 98 Rock. They said, don't let it go past 20. And some girl called me fat, and I went, it was 75, and I shot her right in the chest.
Oh, my God, dude.
Free t-shirt.
Awesome.
I went. Right in the chest. Kevin, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, Kev?
How about cute ladies in tight shorts?
Few ladies?
Cute
ladies
in tight shorts.
Yeah,
I like that
nice.
Too, sir. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Thank you very much. All right, I have to consult my partners. I have to consult my creative partners in this, my financial partners. I'm thinking September would be a launch.
What?
Launch date for this, yeah.
We're going to be on the cruise.
Well, not the whole month. Not the whole month, Spanish.
I know, it just seems just a lot.
Let me just look real quick and see what the first weekend is. September 1st is a Friday night.
Oh.
September 1st is
Labor
what
Day weekend,
for.
Isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Labor Day weekend's got to be right around there.
All right, so September 8th is going to be my... is going to be my debut date.
This out there, that Blow, Labor Day weekend, and it's all ladies that are pregnant.
Labor Day
weekend.
Awesome. I don't know if I can take that liability.
I like that. Loser loses the baby.
Yes. Live on stage.
I mean, they still have it. We just take it away after they have it.
Loser loses the baby. That's sad. All right, that's the weekend I'm going to aim for. Friday, September 8th. Is going to be my debut match for Blow, Beautiful Ladies of Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we change the name before then. Right now, we could use the twats and the other ones
for
different federations factions. I'd like to find twins.
Oh, that'd be great.
Can we not get that Tiffany girl that used to work here involved?
I'm sure we could.
She doesn't live here, I thought, though.
She can come in for special events.
Okay.
Her thing is, she doesn't have to wrestle. I want her to put his head between her legs. She scissor locks him, and he says, "I bet you I could hold it for 2 minutes." And if she can make him tap out in under 2 minutes, she loses. If he wins, he gets $100.
Awesome! I'd watch that for hours.
I would just let her keep doing it over and over again. There are a lot of things happening with Blow. Just need to pay attention.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early. So everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.